This is one of the most popular weeks of the year to join a new dating app because so many people are signing up.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? Like you're a week or two into your goals for the new year too, right? You're maybe feeling pretty good. You're kind of organized now. You've got all this stuff from the holidays kind of packed up and ready to go. It's time to take that next step.
Now, producer John is single again. Mm. And we went through your phone and decided the only app that you don't have is Hinge, which is kind of like the new It app right now.
You really sound like my mother right now.
I'm sorry.
Producer John's single again.
Right.
Despite having every single dating. I have Tinder and Bumble. Right. I have Tinder and Bumble.
What was wrong with her? She was so nice. That's what was wrong with this one? She was nice. What's wrong with that one?
Right.
He's playing the field a little bit.
I've gotten 6 likes, though, in the last day.
Wow.
Okay.
It's pretty nice.
All right, so here's the thing, is that the thing that makes this dating app different that you were telling us yesterday is that it has like a voice aspect of it, which you would think us being in radio would be beneficial. So what's that about?
That was the thing that I enjoyed the most. So it gives you a question prompt, like you actually speak directly into your phone. You use your phone speaker to record an answer of yourself speaking, which, yes, exactly. We're in radio. My voice is part of like how I make my living. You would think that that would be a an advantage for me. And I thought it was.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got 6 likes so far.
That's right.
So I know that there was one question that you were kind of testing out which way to answer it. Now, what was the question?
It was the one they gave me. I get out of a funk. It's how you get yourself out of a funk. I forget how they phrase it exactly.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, John's answer, whiskey.
So, producer John, you've recorded 3 different ways that you can respond to that. How do you get yourself out of a funk? We're going to listen to these, and then we'll decide which one is the one that you actually post for women to hear. Okay?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right. If I need to get myself out of a funk, the thing that works every single time is, working out, going to the gym or something like that. The trick is motivating myself to actually get up off the couch and go do it. Because it's awesome. You can focus on something else for a little while. It's good for you. You're, kind of tired at the end of it. But again, the laziness, getting past that part of it can be a little bit difficult. If I can do that, though, it works every time.
Right. 60% of the time it works every time. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me.
Cliche, but all right, let's see what the second response is.
That all right.
I mean, I give it a 6 out of 10.
This is very
like Anna and
so
her
far.
Girlfriend sitting around judging your vocal stuff
this
if
is,
one of the girls likes your Hinge.
This is not going to get any better.
Let's see what this one is.
Yeah, if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling like I'm in a funk or something like that, I just play guitar, I just create, I just make art. It's no big deal. Like, I've been playing for 20 years and stuff like that. And I've got range, too. I can rock out. No big deal, but I can also bring it down. I can keep it tender.
Raven loves that so much.
I do. It
you
fits into
that.
Everything that I think about you.
Yes.
And there's no way that you're being invited to my barbecue. Leave the guitar in the car.
I don't think... It sounds like you're
leave it at home.
Bragging. I played guitar for 20 years.
100%.
But then I said it's no big deal. Because to me, it's no big deal. To you, it's probably a really big deal. You probably think I'm awesome. But to me, it's like no big deal.
Nope. I don't like that one.
All right. I'm going to put all my money on this last option. Let's see.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're trying to get out of a funk? How about we get into a funk?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how this evening's going to go. It's going to be a nice bottle of wine, and then you and I are going to go back to my studio apartment downtown. That's right, all the way downtown.
Okay,
you don't want to park.
All right.
Where it's dangerous.
Where my car has been stolen.
I love the Al Green. But
no,
it's Barry White.
It is Barry White. Oh, it's my fault.
All right. We're going to go with the first option, which I gave a 6 out of 10 because the other ones are terrible. Producer John.
This has been so great for my self-esteem. Thank God I have those 6 likes.
Yeah.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.